The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature a different aspect of Disney weddings, from the latest news, information, and money-saving tips, to interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney brides and grooms. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Disney bride Celia Cusera, who was planning a Shades of Green Disney wedding at Walt Disney World and had to postpone it due to the coronavirus pandemic. So today you are going to hear about how Celia and John instead decided to elope at their local courthouse and how all of that turned out. So welcome, Celia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for being on the show today. Can we go all the way back to the beginning and hear about the story of your proposal?
Of course. So we got engaged in July of 2019, so a while ago. And John and I are actually a long-distance couple. So I live in Tampa, Florida, and he lives in Washington, D.C. And we met in college, and we're both in different medical schools. So that's why we're long-distance right now. But the proposal, I knew it was coming because he told me we were going home to Charlotte, which is both of our hometowns. And he took me on this wonderful romantic date. We went back to our first date spot, which is a local brewery in Charlotte. And then we saw The Lion King, which was out in theaters at the time, the live action show. And then he took me, after we went to a lovely dinner, he took me into the park where we were walking around, and we rounded a corner, and right next to this big fountain was a blanket with rose petals and candles laid out. And that's when I knew it was happening. And that's when he got down on one knee and asked me to marry him. And of course I said yes. And right after I said yes, all of our friends and family came out and surprised me.
That's awesome. Now, how did you guys originally decide to have your wedding at Shades of Green?
We had been discussing a Disney wedding because I knew I wanted to get married at Disney since I was a little girl. And it was Disney or bust for me. But Shades of Green, I actually had never heard of it before I started doing some research. And it worked out for us because actually John and I are both in the Navy. So John is at the military medical school and he's in active duty in the Navy. And I, after joining my medical school, which is in Florida, joined the military scholarship for medical school, also in the Navy.
Got it. And so since you both have that connection, you are allowed to get married at Shades of Green and take advantage of the discounts and all the services they offer.
Yes, exactly. So we were debating between, you know, a official Disney wedding with the wedding pavilion and possibly like an Epcot ceremony versus Shades of Green. But when we looked at it financially, it was better for us to do Shades of Green because we could invite more people to the wedding versus having a smaller wedding through Disney fairy tale weddings. So ultimately, we decided Shades of Green.
I see. Okay, so you've postponed your wedding for now. Which venues are you planning to use?
We were planning to do the ceremony outside. And actually, the wedding gazebo at Shades of Green is undergoing some renovations this year. So they have another outdoor venue called Mangino's Patio. And so we're going to do the ceremony there and do the reception in the Shades of Green Magnolia Ballroom.
Got it. And then were you going to add any other events like a dessert party?
We thought about doing an official dessert party, but it wasn't in the budget for us. So we actually had planned to do like a casual Epcot park day. And then the night before the wedding, walk over to the Polynesian Resort and watch the Happily Ever After fireworks from the Polynesian. So the Shades of Green is right across the street from the Polynesian and Grand Floridian. So that's what we were planning on doing.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning a Disney theme or Disney touches for your wedding?
Yeah, so I think the overall theme is kind of like a imagine Cinderella ball, kind of. So since both John and I went to UNC Carolina, Chapel Hill, the Carolina blue color is really close to Cinderella blue color. So that's our wedding colors is the silver and Carolina blue / Cinderella blue. So we kind of have that theme running through the wedding, and we had it planned to be like just a very elegant black tie event with special Disney touches and things like Happily Ever After on our cake and little hidden Mickey's places and things like that.
That's great. So can you tell me about making that tough decision to postpone your March 28th wedding and elope instead?
Yeah, so it was a really tough spot for John and I to be in because, you know, we had been planning this wedding, honestly, since before we got engaged, we were planning on doing a Disney wedding. Over a year of planning, of paying for the wedding, we had our wedding paid in full at this point. And, you know, just all this planning and having this date in our minds for so long. But we had a lot of people start to kind of be worried about the coronavirus, especially my dad. He has some health issues himself, and he was really concerned about traveling down to Florida from North Carolina. So that was a big influence in why we decided to postpone the wedding. But I think another reason was we ultimately decided after the parks had closed, we got the announcement the parks were closing, and then Disney Springs and the Disney resorts were closed. So at that point, Shades of Green was still open, but we decided we were not going to go through with that because everything around Disney was closed, and my dad was saying that he probably wasn't going to be able to come to the wedding. And I just couldn't imagine my wedding without my dad there.
So then when did you decide to elope?
So we actually decided to elope about the day after we decided to postpone the wedding. And again, this was it all happened very, very fast with news that the parks were closed to saying, okay, we're just going to cancel our wedding to saying, well, we don't want to cancel our marriage, so let's get married while we can. It all happened really quickly.
That's great. How long did you have to prepare between making the decision and then going to the courthouse?
We had about like one weekend. So we got married this past Monday, and I think we made the decision to elope on, I think, Thursday. I think it was a quick turnaround.
What did you do for your dress?
Well, I don't even have my big wedding dress here in Tampa. It's with my parents up in North Carolina, so I couldn't wear that. I actually ended up wearing my rehearsal dinner dress and my rehearsal dinner shoes. And my roommate, who's very sweet, she got a small little veil with a little tiara that was her cousin's first baptism veil. So it worked out perfectly. I liked the outfit a lot.
What did you do about hair and makeup?
Makeup, my little sister, who also happens to be my maid of honor, she made it down for the courthouse ceremony. So she did my makeup. And then my roommates and mom surprised me with going to Dry Bar. So I actually got a blowout the morning of the ceremony, which I had no idea. I was just going to straighten my hair or something, but I felt so beautiful after that blowout. And it was actually the last day Dry Bar was open because of the coronavirus. So it was in the nick of time that we were able to do all of this.
Wow. Where did you get your bouquet and your cake?
We got the cake from Publix. So, great, great cake. It was very good. And I actually am not sure where my bouquet came from. Again, that was a surprise from my roommate. They surprised us with a bouquet and a boutonniere for John as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. So who all was able to come with you to the courthouse?
So we actually had a pretty big group for a courthouse wedding, I thought. So we, like I said, we had decided over the weekend that we were going to have this ceremony on Monday. So my mom and my sister were able to come down. Again, like I said, my dad has some health problems. He wasn't going to be able to travel, even though he knew we were eloping. And then John's dad, mom, and sister were able to come. And then my two roommates and one of my other good friends. So we had a pretty big group.
That's wonderful. What did you guys do to celebrate afterward?
So we actually had a really great day after the ceremony, which, you know, didn't take very long. We took some beautiful pictures outside of the courthouse. And then we went back to my apartment and my roommates had decorated it with rose petals and they had champagne and cake. My sister and John's sister gave some speeches, some little modified toasts. And then after that, my parents and John and I, we went out to a nice lunch on the water in Tampa. It was great.
That's nice. Can you give my listeners a timeline of how your elopement day ran?
Sure. So at the Hillsborough County Courthouse, you do not have to have an appointment. So we had previously set a time for 11 a.m. as when the ceremony was going to start. So I woke up at about 8:30 and had a good breakfast, and my sister and my mom were there, and my sister did my makeup, and then I had no idea, but we were rushed away by my roommates to the dry bar where I had my hair done, which was a surprise. So I had my hair appointment at like 9:45 in the morning, and then I just finished in time to get to the courthouse by 11. And then once you actually go to the courthouse, you have to sign some papers and then you get your marriage license and then you actually have the ceremony. So it's two separate things that you have to do. And then after that, it was about maybe 11:30, 11:45 when all the ceremony was done. We took pictures. We were back at my apartment around noon to 1 p.m. And then we went for a late lunch, 1 to 2 p.m. And that was about it.
Got it. Do you have a favorite memory from your wedding day?
Well, I have two. So the sentimental memory was, you know, actually saying the vows because, you know, it didn't really, you know, it was a courthouse wedding. It wasn't nearly what I had planned for my wedding day. But man, when you say those vows to the person you love, it, you know, it brought tears to my eyes. It didn't matter where we were. It didn't matter who was officiating. It didn't even matter who else was there. It was so beautiful. So that was my favorite sentimental memory. One of the funniest memories was that the clerk at the courthouse kept calling John Charles. He called it Charles like three times before we actually got her to say, no, it's John. I think that'll be a funny story to tell.
As long as his name is correct on the license.
Right, exactly. Which it is, so that's good.
Do you have any advice or tips for couples whose wedding plans have been put on hold and they might be considering eloping?
Right. So again, right now with some of the courts being closed, I'm not even sure if eloping out of court is a possibility. But I will say, I know there's a lot of brides that are going through this. I would say don't settle for anything less than what you ultimately wanted, but also don't worry. So John and I were able to get a date with Shades of Green and all of our vendors really seamlessly. We rescheduled it for December 19th. I'm hoping that all of this virus will be behind us at that point. But, you know, we were really worried about vendors charging us money or if we were going to lose money and our guests, what are they going to say? But ultimately, all of our vendors were really great to work with. None of them charged us any rescheduling fees. You know, this is out of our control. We didn't want to reschedule it. And I ultimately think that, you know, rescheduling a wedding and eloping might be the best for you as a couple and also for your guests right now so that no one is jeopardizing their safety and health to come see you guys get married.
That's great advice. Well, Celia, thank you so much for sharing the story of your day. I think this is really helpful for anyone who is facing the postponement or cancellation of their current wedding plans. And I really appreciate your taking the time.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Carrie.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. In the meantime, send your comments, questions, and suggestions to info@disneyweddingpodcast.com. Past shows are available in iTunes and on the show site, disneyweddingpodcast.com. And for instant answers to all your Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.